How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard, and this is a show about wrestling. And this week, we are going to be bringing you another edition of our random match reviews, or you could just as easily call this random rivalry review, as that is kind of what we have here. But we stumbled upon this based on one of our earlier episodes I just posted, a week or two ago, which was the Unstable Stables of the Hart family. And we went over all the different Hart family members. And Leonard and I had talked about, I wonder if Dynamite Kid and Owen Hart ever had a rivalry. And when we recorded that, we thought there's no way that that probably happened. But sure enough, as soon as we got off the air, I looked it up. And there was a feud, indeed, between Owen Hart and Dynamite Kid, and I was immediately intrigued, and so we decided to watch as much as we could find and discuss it here. So let's talk about where and when this feud began. This feud takes place within Stampede Wrestling, which was, of course, the territory owned by Stu Hart and featuring a lot of members of the Hart family. And it's important to note that at this point, because this kind of part of the feud, this is when Owen Hart has already debuted and been the Blue Blazer for, quite a little bit of time here already.
Yeah, this is the summer of 89. Before I looked at the stuff, I thought this would be early. I thought this would be maybe 83, 84 before the Bulldogs went to WWF. And Owen was restless, like 16, but was still working at that time. So I was kind of really surprised that this was 89.
Yeah. And so the feud, I guess, started, now I don't know necessarily if what was happening in Stampede was also what we would see within WWF, specifically the relationship of the British Bulldogs. I am not sure when they exactly broke up, but within Stampede Wrestling, they are not a team. And it looked to be a feud pending between the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, and Dynamite Kid. Mm-hmm. British Bulldog was injured. They talk about how he was injured in a car accident, so he could not compete against Dynamite Kid. So the feud starts with Dynamite Kid, and lo and behold, the guy we discussed on Unstable Stables that we didn't really know much about, Johnny Smith,
the British Bruiser. Davey Boy's kayfabe brother apparently ditched Davey and has joined with Dynamite Kid. And I think they were, what were they calling their tag team? It was the British Bruisers or something like that.
I don't know if they were the British Bruisers or if he was the Bruiser. Because he had Bruiser on his tights. Maybe yes. They both were. They were certainly a team, and had a manager known as the Weasel, not Bobby the Brain Eater.
No, I was about ready to. I was about ready to say that they definitely seemed like they were trying to copy some World Wrestling Federation ideas here. And sure. Since I mentioned that, let me say in the videos that we watched, I love how they always referred to it as the Wrestling Federation.
They do, yeah, they
Owen
do.
Works for the Wrestling Federation, doesn't? Yeah, never calls it WWF, never says World Wrestling Federation. It's just the Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, and they certainly hold it just, with high esteem. Like the fact that Owen is there and is, going back on his commitment, air quotes, to wrestle Dynamite Kid is like a big deal. So,
I thought that was a great part. That was a great selling point that Owen wants to get to Dynamite Kid so bad that he's going to, no show dates. He's going to purposely lose money. He's going to purposely get suspended. He's going to do what he has to do to get Dynamite Kid. But then that makes him matter because as one promo that we watched showed, he goes off on Kid. Hey, you cost me money. You cost me, a suspension. You did this to me.
Yeah. So he lost his, the contract signing, which is also a video. For the first match of this series, he lost his ranking, I believe, within Stampede Wrestling. And after this feud, I should add, Owen has a stint in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he is only like at this point in Owen's career, that's what he was doing. He was doing some stuff in WWE. Whenever he had moments to spare, he would go back home to Calgary, and he was competing for the North American heavyweight title a lot with Larry Cameron, I believe his name was, if I was looking on Cage Match. And then he would go to Japan. Like, so he was working a lot at this time, which back then, as we all know, that's what you had to do to get noticed and get yourself a truly steady gig. So yes, the first match occurs July 28th, 1989, and unfortunately, because it's Stampede Wrestling and because it was a very long time ago, the matches that are the footage that is available on YouTube is clipped. You're not seeing the full matches from start to finish,
No.
nor are you seeing it with entrances. A lot of it is kind of, clipped, as I said, and chopped up, and also talked about in retrospect.
Yeah, it seems like all the videos that are on there are it's a lot of promo stuff, or the actual match footage is like them looking back at it the following week. One of the second match, which we'll get to, seems to even be like a Stampede retrospective, videotape maybe, or special or something of that nature.
And they all seem to be posted by the same person. So, a hearty salute to that person for having this footage in any way. And what was interesting, there was one video on there that kind of runs down the tail of the tape, which I like that when any wrestling company does that. AEW used to do it a lot. They don't do it as much these days, but comparing them side by side, because I would not have known really that Owen Hart and Dynamite Kid are very similar in size. Dynamite Kid is 223, 5'9". Owen Hart is 225, 5'10". So like they are built very similarly. And I the promos for this, we have let's just start off by talking about the promos. Owen Hart, may God rest his soul, is so green here in his promos. Like,
Yes, I think
looking.
they got better as they went. And like I said, he did a good job of hitting the points. Like I need to tell the fans ABC, and he did a good job with that.
And that was
But
clearly the goal. Like,
yes.
hit these bullet points. And whereas Dynamite Kid, who was a veteran at this point, like, boy, was he on drugs. Like, I mean, and I mean that to people that knew him, they'll probably be like, well, that was just Dynamite Kid. And to a degree, it might be. Like, he is just like, you believe it. Like, you believe that he wants to like really destroy Owen Hart, but like to the point where you're like, man, like what were you doing right before the camera went on?
Yeah, he's a little hard to understand, and some of that's his accent, but some of that is because he is just so jazzed up and he's slurring a little bit, I think. So he is a little, but the intensity, like you put those promos, you watch them back to back, the big difference is the intensity. Like Owen's getting the points over while the kid's getting over like the emotion and the passion and why this is a blood feud.
Very well said. July 28th, 1989 is the first match between these two. Took place in Calgary. Not sure how long the match was, but Owen Hart would win this by DQ because, before the match started, Dynamite hit him over the head with a trash can. And,
Which they showed that clip, and that is a great visual. The how they capture that of Hart coming through, and he's like, yeah, to the fans with his hands up and everything, and then it just wails him from behind. That they played that great, and they shot it great. That one looked great.
And this is in 1989, and people have often talked about the birth of the ladder match and all that, like debate over the years. Stampede did a lot of things at this time that were not being done in WWF. And I don't even know how much of it was being done in the NWA. Certainly maybe a little bit more. But here you have a Dynamite going out of his way to try and really hurt Owen Hart, and the match ends in DQ. I think maybe because of Brass Knucks, but
Yeah, it sounds like something like the Hart family got a pair of brass knuckles into the ring, and maybe my kid got a hold of those instead of Owen. So it was kind of it was hinted at. We didn't see the whole what happened, but it seemed to be somebody involved with the Hart family. I do believe at this point Bruce Hart was sort of in charge of Stampede, so he may have been the one involved. I don't know.
Yeah, and if I didn't add before, the fact that when Dynamite was confronting, before this feud, the British Bulldog, who had a neck brace on, they were about to attack the British Bulldog in an injured state, and Owen came out to save him. And that's how this feud got underway. So after this first match, Stuff and Stampede, like in AEW or WWE now, like what I'm describing would like be stretched on for weeks.
Yeah.
In Stampede, it took place all on the same night because they wanted people to come back and pay a ticket for the next week. So at the end of the match, they have promos back and forth about challenging Owen challenging Dynamite to a street fight.
And the number one thing that they pushed was this will not be on television.
Yeah.
They said that over and over again.
Yep.
And they even said, Owen's like, I don't want this on TV. I want this to be unsanctioned. I want this to be a dark match. I want this to be a street fight. And every single word out of their mouth is you have to come see it. Like you have to buy the ticket to come see it.
Yeah. And you know, hey, if I had lived in Canada at that time, I'm sure I would have wanted to go see a match like that.
That probably would have been a really hot way to sell tickets. You know, I don't know if any other, because back during the territory days, of course, that was also the idea. You want to use your TV to sell tickets to the live shows. You don't necessarily want to use your TV to build the next week or use your TV to build to pay-per-view because they didn't have them. So, you know, I do know of some things, you know, similar, like I think it was the last Stampede angle that Bill Watts did in Mid-South when he came out of retirement, and a few, the last Battle of Atlanta with Tommy Rich and different things. So this seems like a similar type of idea of building this kind of match where you have to go see it and you can't miss it. You can't miss what this is. You have to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. The next match, this first street fight, would take place August 4th, 1989. And again, this was clipped footage of this match.
Part of Summer Sizzler, I believe.
Summer Sizzler, which is a great name. We had in one of our fever dreams, I called it Swelter Slam. Summer Sizzler, I like a lot too.
Yeah, we need to use that next year. Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, but this looked like like a standard hardcore match for this era. And Dynamite would win by count out, which is somewhat lame, after the manager tripped Owen Hart and prevented him getting in the ring by the count of 10. So, you know, Dynamite playing the classic heel wanted to declare the feud over. He won it, you know, I'm calling it a day.
Let me say, when is there a count out in a street fight?
I was wondering that immediately. I was like, why is that even a thing? You know?
Yeah.
But again, you know, they wanted to sell tickets to the next event, the, you know, rubber match, if you will, which was Street Fight number 2, August 11th, 1989, also in Calgary. And, you know, I really wish that we had these matches in full because I'm sure they're very good. But Owen Hart would win this after a quick roll up. Johnny Smith would show his face in this on a number of occasions. The Weasel manager was handcuffed to one of the commentators in Stampede Wrestling. So
I had a note on who that was, but I don't know if I can find it. It's either, I can't remember if the guy's name is Ed Mercer or Bill Mercer, but he's like one of the, like, you know, like the voice of, you know, Stampede from back in the day type of thing.
Right. Yeah. And even despite after Johnny Smith interfering, Owen Hart would get the quick roll up.
Yeah. Well, in that match too, you wound up getting a ref bump in a street fight.
Yeah.
Johnny Smith runs in and then he comes back later when the ref is back up and doesn't do anything. So why did the ref need to get bumped? That whole sequence didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. No, I agree. So yeah, that would end this feud. And you know, it's hard for us to sit here and rate these matches because we haven't seen the matches in full. But for the feud overall, this was a pretty straightforward territory feud. You have the beginnings of it, the contract signing, the first match, what leads into the second match, and the third, where it's the blow off, and then Owen Hart goes on to Japan and does his thing there. Overall, I just think it's really cool that this footage exists at all. The fact that these guys, and by the way, Johnny Smith in one of the promos is talking about his feud with Chris Benoit, which, like, I found not fascinating that Chris Benoit was there, but fascinating that Chris Benoit was there at the same time as Dynamite Kid. I did not know how much those two guys actually crossed paths other than.
There's a picture of like the two of them that has floated around the internet for years, like just like standing together. It looks like they're like standing on line in gym class, type of picture. It was Ed Whalen
Ed
was the
Whalen,
name of the guy. Ed Mercer must be somebody else that I mixed up. I Googled, so Ed Mercer is the name of Seth MacFarlane's character on the Orville.
Oh,
So
a natural mistake, Leonard. That's
natural mistake to make.
we'll post pictures of both.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, this was a straightforward territorial feud, but you know, as a wrestling fan and as a person who, you know, became a more of a wrestling fan from Dynamite Kids matches and certainly appreciates everything that Owen Hart gave to the business. The fact that they had this to me was very cool. I'm glad I was able to see some of it. How about you, Leonard?
Yeah, same thing. I wish there was more because when we first saw that list, I thought we had everything, but a lot of the videos were the same clipped second match, you know, three or four different times. The fact that we have most of the promos let us know what the concept was. But I would really like to have seen the complete matches. But to know that that's out there, that they did do this, and like you were saying earlier with the tail of the tape, yeah, both those guys match up so well physically. But also their styles were very similar, and I think that even given that both were quote unquote high flyers for the time, the fact that they could also mix it up and they did this very brawling, you know, type of feud where it was a lot, and for a street fight there was a lot of wrestling I thought involved. It certainly wasn't the type of street fight that we see today, but I think that's a good thing in some ways. I think they were using it more like a no DQ, no, you know, count out type of situation, at least that second time, no count out. So it was, but yeah, I mean, I was very entertained by what we got, by what we were able to see.
And you know, I think that probably WWE owns the Stampede Wrestling footage, if I had to guess.
I think it's on the network via Peacock. I think there is some stuff on there. I've never watched any of the Stampede stuff that's on there, but I think there is some on there.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably so much out there that might have gotten lost to time or was just never unearthed. Because, like I mentioned before about the ladder match, the ladder matches, and I've seen some of this, the ladder matches between Bret Hart and Dynamite Kid are just outstanding. And there's probably a treasure trove of great content from Stampede Wrestling that
You
went
know,
out.
WWE Vault on YouTube has been killing it lately with a lot of really cool releases. We did the one where we talked about the Mortis matches that were dark matches, and they put out 3 hours of Macho Man stuff not too long ago. They put out some WrestleRock Rumble behind the scene footage from the AWA very shortly before this recording. So who knows if it's out there. It may come up, but you know,
Absolutely.
that is a page that I've started to watch a lot lately because they have just put out some killer stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check that out. Go look up the Dynamite Owen Hart stuff on YouTube. Let us know what you think of it, or if you have any other memories of that feud. So check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out our other videos, Segment Surgery, Stupid Questions, and our full-length episodes. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.